I mean, this is a team that a lot of people said it looks like a Super Bowl team. Offensively, they look like a Super Bowl team to you?
They have all the elements. They have the pieces in place, and they're executing at a high level. The quarterback gives them a lot of confidence. Marshawn Lynch is running the ball extremely well, and the offensive line, they work well together as a group. They might not, you know, I don't know if people look at them as big name guys, but boy, they work well together as a group.
What about Wilson? Could you just talk about what he does so well? What makes him such a good quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I know it's only his second year. A lot of poise. Doesn't seem to panic. Has great vision down the field. He can get on the perimeter. He can see the entire field. He can start to escape and run the football. And if somebody comes open, he can dump it off. I mean, it seems like his eyes are always down the field, and he's always looking to find the open person. And if the person's not there, then he's got a good enough burst that he can get a good 5, 6, 7, 10 yards or whatever, you know, to keep the chains moving. So I'm just very impressed with his poise and his ability to see the field.
You guys have played quite a few scrambling running quarterbacks. How does he compare to some of the guys you've gone against?
He has a little different style because of his vision down the field, in my opinion, you know. But, yeah, he can scramble. He can do the things that the other guys that have played against us. But it seems like the other guys that we play against, if they run, they look to run. Wilson can run right and throw right. He can run left and throw left. And that's unusual. I mean, he puts his body in some unusual positions, and he's able to make the throw. He's very talented.
You played pretty well against a lot of top backs this year. What separates Lynch? What's different about Lynch?
I just think that, as I said earlier, the offensive line, them gelling together, Marshawn's a hard runner. I was fortunate enough to be with him in Buffalo, and he goes into beast mode, what he calls, and so he'll take on a linebacker or he'll take on a safety or he'll take on a defensive lineman, and you know, he'll challenge him in the hole, and then he has the ability to step in the hole and get out of the hole and accelerate down the field. So, you know, he's got all the elements of a complete back.
Could you talk about the progress Prince has made for you this year?
Yeah, you know, I think Prince has been steady and consistent throughout the season. You know, not as up and down as he was in the past, and I think he's grown up a little bit as the season has progressed and his career has progressed. We still have things he needs to work on and be better at, but I think he's played at a steady rate for us.
Has he improved his toughness against the run? I mean, he seems like he's stepped up lately, at least. I can remember some tackles, pretty sure.
Yeah, I think he has. I think it's always been in Prince to do that, you know, and I think he's done that. And obviously we want him to do that on a more consistent basis, but yes. And he showed that in college. That was impressive about his college tape, that he would step up and play the run.
Just generally, are there any dangers, just from a defensive perspective, of playing a lot of tight, you know, physical coverage at the line like Seattle does? Is there a potential to get beat on the back end a little bit more if you do that?
There's always that possibility, you know, that you can get beat on the back end if you play a lot of tight physical coverage. But it has a lot to do with your length. You know, like, you know, they have a lot of length, you know, so it has, you know, those elements involved when you're playing press man and you have good length. And then, you know, who's that guy back in the middle that can read and go help you, and how physical are you? And so it has a lot to do with some of the height, weight, size and speed elements that you possess as a defender.
What does Prince have to do to take the next step?
I think have another great offseason, because this was his first offseason that he practiced without being injured. And I think that as he learns and continues to grow and develop, you know, he's gaining confidence every day that the game's going to start to slow down for him more and more, and he's just going to get better and better. I think that's what he just needs to continue to have good offseasons and practice every day.
Can it lead him to be an elite cornerback?
That's up to Prince. You know, because some of that to become that elite cornerback has a lot to do with your film study and what you do in the off seasons and the notes you take and how diligent you are about studying offenses and acquiring information that you can make that, you know, quick decision on the field.
Have you talked to these guys at all about you know, obviously there's no playoff carrot out there anymore, that what a victory or playing well against the Seahawks will do for them. I mean, you know, do you try to, you know, is the motivation a little different this week because there's not that other thing out there?
Paul, not really. We're competitors, and we love to compete, and we love to play this game. And we worked to earn the right to play more football. That's not in our, you know, that's not in our cards right now. So, you know, we're competing, and when I walked in the room on Wednesday, their eyes were up, their daubers were up. You know, they were attentive. You know, they were looking. Hey, what's the plan? Let's go play football. And so. There was no rah-rah or anything like that. I think our guys are pretty resilient. I think they like to compete, and they want to go out and play football.
And they didn't like their effort, their performance left.
I mean, they did not.
That was not what you were.
No.
No, that was not, you know, you've been a certain level.
That was not the level of performance that we were accustomed to. And they were, you know, they were all disappointed. So we were all disappointed in our level of performance. We weren't very good on third down, which led to a lot of other, you know, problems.
We saw McBride pretty much in the first half and then Hosley in that spot in the second half. Do you anticipate Hosley getting a start, or will you?
We're gonna evaluate it again this week, you know, at the end of the week, and then, you know, both guys will probably play. I don't know exactly. We haven't decided who's going to start and all that type thing right now, but both guys are competing for the job, you know, and as I said earlier, it's still still McBride's job to lose, so. You know, both guys will play.
What did you see from Demontre on his opponent? I mean, it seemed like his snaps went down last week.
He was in certain packages that we had. We're still trying to get Demontre to understand what his role is and how he fits in his role. Some of the things that he did, we had some good plays and some poor plays. Personally kind of challenge the guys that, hey, let's put our guys after halftime, let's stay on the field, okay? So that was probably me, because I said, hey, let's stay on the field and let's quit running in and out and substituting a whole bunch and let's play better football in the second half. So that was probably, you know, a little bit, you know, to do with me.